be unto you. We praise the Lord Jesus from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. And welcome to a Whole Truth Gospel broadcast with Apostle Anthony J. Patterson. If you desire to do so, you may write to Apostle Patterson at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023. In the United States of America, or visit us online at www.theapostolicfaith.org. Come with us, for we will do you good.
Our listening audience, we invite you now to stay tuned. Hear the word of God preached in his fullness by Apostle Anthony Patterson. The next speaking voice will be that of the Apostle Anthony Patterson. Hear ye him.
How I came to love these pilgrims is to me a great surprise. And how the Lord has led me is a wonder in my eyes. I never thought I would be one, but I'm happy now to say. Although I used to hate them in New York, I am one of them today. Oh, I feel constrained to tell it, for I love this narrow way. Oh, glory, hallelujah, I'm one of them today. Oh, I feel constrained to tell it, for I love the narrow way. Oh, glory, hallelujah, I'm one of them today. Oh, I feel constrained to tell it, for I love this narrow way. Oh, glory, hallelujah, I'm one of them today. Oh, how I came to love these pilgrims is to me a great surprise. And how the Lord has led me is a wonder in my eyes. Oh, I never thought I would be one, but I'm happy now to say, although I used to hate them, I'm one of them today. Oh, I feel constrained to tell it, for I love the narrow way. Oh, glory, hallelujah, I'm one of them today. Oh, I feel constrained to tell it, for I love this narrow way. Oh, glory, hallelujah, I am one of them today. I feel constrained to tell him. I thank God for all things. I thank him for whatever it is that man has decided that he's going to do. God's plan of salvation has already been established. If you were born here, because it started out at Jerusalem, you need to stay put. In Acts, the second chapter, when it started out at Jerusalem, as they said it was going to do, that fell on them. And the scripture said, Peter, preach this thing. If you want to be saved, you have to repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Amen. They added 3,000 souls to the church. They were about born in a new church. That's right. If you've done that, you're born here. Now, if you left, you need to come back. If you were in some part of this, you need to come all the way in this. In Acts, they came across some of John's disciples. And they asked them, had they received the Holy Ghost since they believed? And they hadn't even heard about it. So they had to get baptized in the name of the Lord also and follow what happened when this thing first started out. Now, there was a whole group of people that folks look at the scripture and say, oh, the Lord said, I got sheep not of this fold. I'm going to bring them. And they think that's Johnny down the street.
No, sir.
That's not who Jesus is talking about. Amen. Jesus said, I have another some sheep, the Gentile family, that is not in this fold, and I'm going to bring them. So therefore, the one that started it out on the day of Pentecost is the same Peter that brought that foundation, that rock, to the Gentile family in Acts the 10th chapter.
Amen.
And they received the Holy Ghost. They came into this exact same thing that started out at Pentecost.
Amen.
If you think you are a preacher and you are not in here and you think you heard the voice of God and you're not here, you got to come also.
Amen.
Because all you do would be in vain, because we have a man testifying in the Galatians to that wicked people. He said, I marvel y'all were so soon removed from the thing. He said, there's not another gospel. What I had done would have been in vain had I not come to Peter and got the right hands of fellowship.
Amen.
Now, the right hands of fellowship don't mean we shake hands and we have the third Sunday at your place and the fifth Sunday at my place. Peter and them didn't do that.
Amen.
Peter and Paul bought the family, the Jewish family, a whole bunch of people.
That's right.
And the Gentile family, a whole bunch of people.
Amen.
One man made all the families one. He grafted in because Jesus told him, I have a sheep not of this fold that I'm going to bring them. Bring them into this fold. And he did that. So no matter whether you were born here, stay. If you went out, you need to repent and come back. If you've never been in it, you need to come on in. And what does hinder you from coming all the way in? Paul said, I marvel that you were so soon removed. There is not another gospel. He said, if any man preach anything other than what we have done, let that man, or angel, or whatever be accursed.
Amen.
And there's a lot of folks preaching different stuff that we never preached.
Right.
Scripture told you what to do with it. It didn't tell you to join them.
Amen.
It did not tell you to give them your tithes, your offerings, or whatever. It told you to curse them.
Amen.
You might as well walk away from it. So today, I'm happy now to say, although I hated some of the way, I'm one of them today. Thank God to the deacon reminded me. When I thought I was singing a song, I said, when did I ever hate this way? And he said, when you did stuff against it. And that was just an awful thing for him to tell the bishop. But that's all right. The truth hurts sometimes. The truth is the truth. Yeah, I didn't look at it that way. But the Holy Ghost made me look at it that way. Yeah, you hated this thing.
Amen.
When you were young and didn't want to do it, yeah, you hated it. We did.
Amen.
We wanted to do our own thing.
That's right.
But I thanks be to God,
yeah,
that he had mercy on my soul,
yeah,
didn't let me let the world suck me up,
yeah,
and swallow me up, that I didn't know what was right to do. But I thank him that he corrected my feet.
Amen.
He corrected my speech and made me love everything about this way. It's a joy to me. I was talking to my brother on yesterday, and I was in his house, and the woman he lived with, he's not really married to her, but his son married a woman that had been married 4 or 5 times. And he said, I'm not telling the bishop that. He said, you're going to have to tell the bishop this. So I was sitting there, and I was wondering what all the whispering was about. And the woman he lived with said, I'm not going to have anybody disrespecting the bishop in my house. And she said, you're going to wear the appropriate thing when the bishop comes and he's in my house. And she was in legumes. She said, now, I'm sorry. I repent. And she said, I'm sorry for what I have on. I shouldn't have these on. But I ain't going to let nobody else do it. I say, well, thank God that they respect the office. Because she said, I shouldn't have these on. But when my nephew came and told me he was married, he whispered it. And I was talking loud. Because his wife was sitting at right across from us. I said, you married who? You married? Who you married? The woman right in front of you. Just as loud. She said, me. I said, well, why did y'all do that in the family? Don't know. What's the problem here that the family couldn't know? He said, well, I was talking to Jarvis and all my cousins. And I said, you telling all of them? They knew? I said, my God, didn't somebody talk you out of this? And the lady was looking at me and she said, no, sir. So my brother was saying to them, he said, you know, when you're in the army, we have a uniform. And this is my brother talking. He said, when you put on that uniform and anybody see you, they say you are a member of the armed forces and you are in the branch army. And I'm just going along with it. And he said, when you're in the Navy, they have a uniform. And you know a man that's in the Navy. And I'm out there among all the army, so I brought them up. I said, now, and when you see them, you know they're either a Midianite or they're one of the Amish, but they all have a uniform. And then our young people, they want us to look like the world. So you can't tell them apart from the world. So they tell me our new haircuts is who we are. It is. It ain't who I am. So I told them if they couldn't bring a modest haircut to my convention, don't come. So I guess they showed me. That wasn't me, young people. That was Elder Askew. Elder Askew said, whoever you lend your members to obey, that's whose servant you are. Now, Bishop didn't say that. Elder Askew threw that stone at y'all. But my point, if this way has a look, and it does, it has a sound. It does. And it is the sound that has gone out in all of the earth. That's us. You can hear everybody else do waterway, but their heart and mind come toward us. When you hear one way to God, that sound comes to us. So I'm saying if you are a member of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have a uniform. Our uniform is modesty. Amen. I preach modesty. That's right. And that's what we're going to do here. It makes us different from the world. So if a false prophet come up and tell you it don't really matter that women can wear men's garments, and it's all right if a man wears a woman's garment. I thought I was in the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. But somebody said, not so. But I'm talking about the world right now. The world does that. And it doesn't really matter to them. But you know, some people in the world have a problem, though, when a man put on a woman's garment. But they are all right with a woman putting on a man's garment. They say the fly goes to the left for the women. And the fly goes to the right for a man's garment. Yeah, right. So my opponent says that their women's pants came from not the men's department. It came from the women's department. Okay, then let's open up a department for men's skirts. It won't go off well. The world just doesn't accept that. The world in Paul's day didn't accept men with long hair. Paul pointed to the world and said, is that acceptable in the world when you see a man with long hair or a woman that is bald? Today, you can go on some religious programs. Religious, supposedly, programs. And you see the men with hair longer than the women.
I understand why the women got to get weaved. The man trying to catch up with them. So they said, look, their hair's almost longer than ours, so we got to add some to ours. They go buy some and put it down below their cheeks to catch up with the men are getting so long. And then some women in a church, bald-headed and no hair covering. And a false prophet said, it doesn't really matter. God looking at your heart. God looking at, he's absolutely right. God is looking at the heart. How could you do that and say you're in my sanctuary? Weren't you shamed? But how the false prophet can take the word of God and destroy God's saints? Because whatever God said, they'll say, it doesn't really matter. And they're persecuting God. That false man can take the word of God and destroy God's people. People are trying to find the truth, and he'll false prophet catch him in the middle of the road and stop him and say, oh, you don't have to go to that church. It doesn't matter how you're baptized. And that weak soul that has an honest heart that's trying to be saved say, you know, that makes sense because they're still in their mental state of carnality. But if they get all the way here to me, I say, no, no, no. God cares what you look like. God cares what you sound like.
Amen.
My nephew had inked himself up. I went, where did you get that from? Inking and tattoos didn't come out of the church.
Amen.
The church stopped it when it got started way back there in the Egypt folk.
Amen.
And the people of God were getting it. Said, no, 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 no. Don't mark yourself. Don't do it.
Amen.
Christ didn't come and say from the beginning, oh, you can. Christ didn't come and say, oh, you can do that. Say, well, I got him now, Bishop. What are we going to do? Undo it. Well, you can't unscramble scrambled eggs. Yes, you can. You get another egg.
Amen.
And don't scramble this one. But the look that the church has, it is what defines who God is in this present evil world.
Amen.
When that lady saw Peter, she said, you one of them.
Mm-hmm.
How does she know? She said, you sound like him. You look like him.
Amen.
She said, you can't deny it. She kept coming at him because God needed that cock to crow thrice. So she got him once. He denied it. She got him again. Denied it. That third time, Peter had some strong words. And thank God it wasn't written. But I know it was strong. Because they wrote and told me. He told that woman, said, she didn't come the fourth time. But all God needed was the three times. He said, before the cock can crow thrice, you're going to deny me, Peter. But thank God, Peter fulfilled that for God. And then became a rock and a stone, Cephas. And we built this church on that rock.
Amen.
The truth. It's amazing to me. If you can ask men about the Bible, you can get all different kind of answers. Because Jesus asked them, he said, who do men say I am? There were so many different things that he said. Then he turned to the church. He said, who do you say I am? And the church had a spokesperson. He said, I can handle this. Rest of us just shut up. All right, Peter, do it. Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, blessed are thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. Flesh and blood didn't give you that.
Amen.
The Father in heaven made you understand who I am. So Peter was our spokesman. So when we have men saying all of this stuff, I am now the spokesman to tell you what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
We have a uniform. Our uniform is modesty.
Amen.
And we don't want three or four uniforms in this army.
Amen.
We want one.
Amen.
Some people don't mind you come in. Your hair could be wrapped up. Your throat can be wrapped up. You could be bound up and all kind of stuff. We don't want that.
Amen.
We want one look. We want one sound. And that is what we're going to give to the world. If you want to be saved, follow that look. It'll lead you all the way into here. and it will keep you here.
Amen.
I'm just interested in today. Born here, stay.
Amen.
Don't leave.
Amen.
And you can take that either way. You were born naturally here or you were born spiritually here. Either one works for that. But if you were born here spiritually, God knows you need to stay. There is no other place that have what's going on up in here. We are fulfilling all the scriptures. There ain't going to be a tittle left when we are done. When we are done, not one jot is going to be left. We're going to have it all done. Because God is working with the church. They put us out of the temple, but we don't fulfill that. That didn't happen in Bishop Johnson's day. It didn't happen in Bishop Shelton's day. It happened in Nehemiah. But here it is now. We are fulfilling that. We're going back. Now, if you were here and didn't like it and went out because it was hard, or whatever you say, I advise you to come on back.
Amen.
This is home. This is the home where the gospel abides. This is the home where the Lord is laying in Zion.
Amen.
Now, if you've gone out either naturally or spiritually, it both works. You could be sitting up in here and your mind gone. You're in here, but you're really gone. You look like us today because it's the first day. And that's what I was telling my nephew. I was having a wonderful conversation with him. We were talking about humanity. And we were talking about the mercy of God. And a legal issue that happened with a woman shooting the wrong man in his apartment. There has to be a space for someone who knows God to say, perhaps it was a mistake. And if it was, then all of the chatter about anything, because out in the building where I am, if the elevator opens, I walk out of it. I might not necessarily be on my floor, but I think I am. And I walk off the elevator. I follow the same hallway and go to the same door. I'm on a different floor. I try to put my key in, and my key doesn't work.
Amen.
But if that door was open, what would I have done? I would have walked in.
Amen.
But if something would have said, this don't look like my place. It don't smell like my place. Excuse me. Then I would think, what's the problem? And I look for the floor that I live on. So perhaps it was a mistake. Perhaps. If it was, she'll do her time, and she'll get out. But the church is not involved in that. That was a legal matter that the courts dealt with it. But where the church sits is we have mercy on anybody that makes a mistake or do wrong. The church has forgiveness here. So if you're sitting here and you're physically here but mentally gone, you're making a mistake. You're on the wrong floor. You're getting ready to shoot somebody. But if you make a mistake, The church is here to bring you back.
Amen.
When Paul was preaching to the Galatians, he told them in the first chapter, the 23rd and 24th verse, because the saints had heard this murderer was now preaching the gospel. They didn't know what he looked like, but they heard him. And they heard about him. And he said, they had only heard.
Afterwards, I came into the regions of Syria and Sicilia.
Yes.
And was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea.
They didn't know me by face.
Which were in Christ.
So he can just walk on in. They didn't know who he was.
Amen.
But they had heard.
They had heard only.
Only.
That he which persecuted.
Him that was persecuting the church.
In times past.
You hear that? He was making a mistake. He didn't know. But when the knowledge of the truth came to him, he went all the way in. He's now preaching the what?
The faith which once he destroyed.
Now, this is another thing that the Holy Ghost can help them folks that say, you know, apostolic is not in the scriptures. It didn't say he preached the gospel. It said he preached
the faith.
Y'all about to work up in here. Wherever you go, we're going to catch you. the faith, the gospel, whatever it is, he began to preach the faith. The what faith? The faith of the apostles. It had been given now to him. So he had what Peter had to the Jews, he had for the Gentiles. And when they looked at each other and talked with each other, they found out they had the exact same thing. Amen. And they was trying to tell him, man, you need to remember the poor. He said, I did that from the beginning. I got this thing. He said, Peter, I got it. Peter said, okay, man, you go on to them. Because I was told not to go to him, and I'm not, you know, one of the ones that want to disobey God. But he gave me a vision. And Peter, when he went to Cornelius' house, he said, I ain't going by myself. You other brothers, y'all coming with me, so I need some witnesses.
That's right.
And when the Holy Ghost started falling, them same witnesses, when they had an issue, Peter was saying, now y'all remember, I had a vision God showed me to go. But here, a man that had done wrong against the church, this man had to come in all the way. But this man was not in another church. He was in the same moving of God. He just came at a different time.
Amen.
He said, I was one out of due season, due time. But he came in due time. He said, I was persecuting the church because I was in the Jews' religion. He said, I was zealous. I did that thing to the fullness of, you go talk about something, Jesus, we told to kill you. We're going to stone you. I'm going to keep the law of Moses on you.
Well, you've heard.
You've heard.
Conversation in times past.
Yes.
In the Jews' religion.
In the Jews' religion.
How that beyond measure.
He said, I mean beyond measure. I did.
I persecuted the church of God.
I persecuted the church of God.
And wasted it.
I wasted it. I destroyed them. I was there when Stephen was stoned. I saw it going on.
And profited in the Jews' religion.
And he said, people said, oh my, get that Saul. My God, he's a violent one. I mean, he's
many of my equals in mine own nation.
He'll be violent with it. He'll grab stones.
Zealous.
He'll get it done.
Traditions of my father.
He was fervent in the faith.
Amen.
But he, when God knocked him down, could not stay out there and do, even though God spoke to him, and we know God did. But he followed God all of the way in.
Amen.
And when he got in, the people of God remembered he was killing us, and we were hiding in one another's houses and
yes.
stuff. And all, we didn't know him by face, because we were running. What we going to know him for? We were running. But now we heard he's now preaching the faith. Yes.
They glorified God in me.
Isn't that beautiful? They began to glorify God in him.
Amen.
They didn't say, you ain't coming up in here.
They glorified God.
They glorified God. They let him come in. If you're out there and say God called you, you got to come in. If you're in here physically, you got to stay here. Physically and mentally, you got to stay here.
Amen.
If you've gone out of here physically or mentally, you got to come back and be here all the way in. So it doesn't matter. But a man can persecute the church by destroying souls, not letting them come all the way in.
Amen.
And especially if you were here and you stole our gospel. You stole our faith. You went out there and preached members to yourself. You are getting fat. And the people of God are getting leaner and leaner. And they're saying it's got to be more than this. Because all you are preaching is water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. And being filled with the Holy Ghost. And they've done that. And then the rest of it, you're just yelling a whole bunch of scriptures. And then you preached about Daniel in the lion's den and the lion's mouth being shut. You liken that into a telephone shutting your mouth. You need to come all the way in and be perfected.
Amen.
We'll do that here. So again, this is Bishop Patterson from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the faith of the apostles, the apostolic faith.
Amen.
Don't bring to me apostolic ain't in the Bible. Bible is not in the Bible, so I'm not having that discussion. But if you were educated and have sense, I can educate you. Apostolic just means the faith of the apostles. What Paul began to preach is this faith. What the apostles preached, what the apostles practiced, and what they believed. That is this church. This is not the first church. This is not the original church. This is not the Holy Temple Church. This ain't Fred's church, Wilhelmina's church. This is the church, which means the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the church of his faith. And we invite you to come. We always have an invitation for you to come all the way in. We have an invitation for those who are sitting here and you're on your way out mentally. We want to stop you before you get across me. I'm going to stand the gap to make sure you don't get past me. I'm going to tell you what you ought to do. Now, you can do whatever you want to do, but I'm going to tell you what you ought to do. And if you do what I said, you'll be able to save yourself from this wicked generation. Now, I stand in defense of the gospel. There are many men that have gone out of us and started something, and the scripture warned us. Many shall depart from the faith. What we preach, this thing that Paul is saying I preach, many are going to depart from that faith. And they're going to get seducing spirits. Now, here's a spirit to tell a man. Already in the truth now, Brother Devinish. The women know they got the cover to pray or prophesy. This man gets a thought in his mind to take them out of them. And then they call me. What am I going to do when I get there? I'm going to preach what's written, right? Y'all know me. So when I got there and they were all bareheaded, I say, the scripture says a woman cannot pray or prophesy without her head covered. It's not talking about no hair. Hair is for the bald head. So he put them back in the head coverings. He followed me and put them back in the head coverings. I corrected it, right? So how can he say God sent him to make that error and then I got to go and correct him? And then he had one nation of women who hairs on the shorter end against another nation of women who normally have longer hair. He preached that they had more glory than the African-American women. That's how racism get in the church. You see it? You hear it? The church can pull racism in it. We can say being black, we're the chosen people of God. We're the best things on since sliced bread. God don't care about you being black. He don't care about you being white. He don't care about you being Jew, Gentile, or anything, learned or unlearned. All he cares is your soul that he's trying to save. Amen. So, but this man preached and took the scriptures to say if you have long hair, it's glory to you. And he made the women of a nation that had longer hair have more glory than the African-American women whose hair was shorter. And one woman came up to me weeping that she didn't have any glory with God because her hair was short. I said, sweetheart, you got more glory than all these women with all this hair. It has nothing to do with the length of the hair. He was just telling a woman it's a glory unto her, not to God, to her, if she has it. So he stopped preaching that. What should that have told the congregation when he got corrected twice by me? You think I would have stayed there another moment and say, well, why he keep bringing this man to correct all of these ills? Why don't we go with him? He's the one that got it right. Amen. So he persecutes the church. He destroyed those people's souls. How can you have a preacher that tells the members of the church and the body of Christ, you are on your way to hell? The church been to hell and been delivered. Amen. We're not going to hell. Our bodies are going. But he said, I would not leave your soul there. That's right. Amen. I got a way out for you. Amen. So that the preacher's going to tell you God is going to give you a way out. Right. If we're talking to the world, they're on their way to hell. You can't tell the church that. Amen. Church already been to hell. He said the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Amen. So when Christ went down there, the Spirit went right with it. And on the third day, quickened it and rose it up, took it out of the ground, stood on the ground again, Say, my God, this feels a whole lot better than that sinful flesh I had on. And Cleopas said, man, why aren't your heart sad like everybody else? He said, what you talking about, Cleopas? He said, you hadn't heard what happened? No, what you talking about? He said, we thought that he was the one. The one what? We thought he was the Messiah that Moses told us was coming. He said, this is the third day since all those things happened, and he should be up. He was. He was talking to Cleopas.
Amen.
Brother Devin, that's just sweet Jesus. How I love Jesus. And now you have this whole racism to use the name of God and say, that's not his name. He must have a Jewish name. That's racism. Why? What's wrong with the name he had? What's wrong with the name he was given? The angels named that child.
Amen.
Didn't no man name that child.
Amen.
They didn't know what to name the child. The angel said, name him Jesus. But now here come a man that's going to say, that's not his name. He would have had a Hebrew name. Why? The scripture didn't tell us that. The scripture told us his name was going to be Emmanuel. Being interpreted. Oh, come on. Racism. Trying to make us pit one against the other. Say he should have had this kind of name because he was. No. He was given the name that the angel gave him. So when men now come and want to throw out a name that a man had in his mind, it took him almost 20 years to come up with that name from 1930 to the 50s. Took him 20 years for the Lord to give him another name. So what we did with the name that we had, that name is what people got baptized in and was saved and not arrested in their graves. That name worked.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost failed at it.
Amen.
So what gibberish is going to fall at Yahshua, 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 Yahshua? And you know what the ignorant thing is? When the folks, some of them were tiring, they were just saying Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh means God. That's all it means. That's not the name that was given. I am means God. Jehovah can mean God. YHVH or WH or whatever you want to say. That means God in a symbol.
Amen.
But we were given the name. And here a man want to come now and pit the church against another nation and say he should have had a Hebrew name. Who cares what the name is, what nation it comes from? It's the name that's given all power in heaven or in earth.
Amen.
There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
Other than that name. But someone want to come in and pit the church against each other. And they're going to draw themselves out. And then they're going to put something on the wall. Said, then Peter said unto them. Peter said, be baptized in the name of Yahshua the Messiah. Peter wouldn't know to say that. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Peter didn't say that. And it wasn't written, Peter said that. But some man now come in 1986 and write another book. They take our book and take out Jesus out of all of it and put Yeshua the Messiah. What is that? That's pitting. That's racism. We don't do that. Whatever we have been delivered, we're going to give it back to God.
Amen.
Not one tittle is going to fail. Not one jot is going to be undone by us. So we're going to be thankful to God. My message to you today is, if you're here, stay.
Amen.
Mentally and physically.
Amen.
If you've gone out mentally or physically, get your hind part back in here before the Lord comes. Because if the Lord kept you out there, either physically or mentally, you're going to burn in hell for the rest of your days.
Amen.
And then when your days run out, God's going to say you're going to burn for the rest of his days.
Yeah.
And you don't want that. You want to go to hell and burn because you don't want to wear modest apparel. Really? You want to go to hell and burn because you want to tattoo up your body. Really? You want to go to hell and burn because you want your hair longer than necessary. Come on. Those are the light things. Get to some of the weightier things like adultery and fornication and that kind of stuff. We'll talk about those things. Get rid of that. Get rid of it before the Lord comes. Then you're doing something. Putting your heart and thinking on Jesus. You know, talking about and destroying one another with your tongue and your teeth, your mouth. I mean, we can really talk about some weightier things other than this foolishness y'all think is so pertinent to do. And the Lord has already spoken against it.
Amen.
Say, well, Bishop didn't say nothing. I'm saying something now. Now what? I'm saying something now. I tried you to see if you could follow the Spirit. It didn't work. So let's put damnation on you and let's see what happens. Let's give some of you over to the devil, to Satan, and perhaps maybe you'll run for your life when he takes everything from you and destroy you. Because, see, when Job lost everything, it didn't bother Job. Job said, the Lord giveth. Hallelujah, God. It didn't bother him inward. Of course he was sad he lost his children. Of course he was sad he lost everything. But his heart stayed true to God. Because the devil said, I can make him turn, look to you in your face and forsake you. And the Lord said, no, he won't. Try him. Didn't do it. Wouldn't do it. So if these young people think that I stood in the gap when Omega tried to destroy truth and take it out of the land, that I didn't sacrifice my life for them to live. I could have went on and did what I wanted to do. Hey, if you're going to go to hell, you might as well go. What you need me for? I'm telling you what the right thing is to do. God used you as the billboard. You are the billboard that's on the highway. Here's what the church of the Lord Jesus Christ look like. Here is what we sound like. You are the billboard. I'm just a preacher. I can't be the billboard everywhere. You can. So if you have been here and you go out and you think the things of the world is a whole lot better than here, over here you can purchase something without money. You can purchase eternal salvation with no money. Now go out there and see if you can buy it. A whole lot of preachers out there trying to buy it. They write a book that's a bunch of lies, and everybody buy the book, read their lies, and they make a whole lot of money. I got one book I'm concerned about. Well, I got several books I'm concerned about. They're all collected in this one book. But the one book I'm concerned about, other than this one, is the one I'm writing about the 6-7 classes of people. I took it from Bishop Johnson, but I'm writing the book. He spoke on it. So I thought I'd write the book. He said 6 classes. I came up with 7. I had to make it complete. Amen. It's just my nature. Amen. But if you've been in here and you went out physically or mentally, come back. Amen. And you could do that in one day, in one moment. Bishop Johnson talked about how saints, they come in, they rejoice. And he said, I wonder why that person come in. He said, every time they're in, they're jumping around. And he said, the next time he saw him, he was sitting at the back door. You know what he said to himself? He said, they're on their way out. He said, that person danced themselves right on out. But they can't stay out there and say, I'm going to be saved. You got to come back here. Amen. And we're not saying with all of this that we are the only ones right in the whole world. No, what I'm saying is, if you were here, you know, you out of this faith in my coast, a whole lot of people in the world have been in this faith and they have gone out. The scripture says they went out to make it manifest, to make it seen by people that they were not all of us. Amen. And the scriptures say, let the unbeliever depart. I didn't depart. Amen. I'm standing in the gap to tell the young people, come on back. I think it's inappropriate for our women to look like the world. To wear a small dress and you are extra large, but you can buy a small dress and you put it on and it fit. Because it stretches and then it clings to you and you think that is of the faith of the apostles. It is not. It is not of the apostolic faith that we do anything that is false. If God gave you long hair, then thank God. He gave it to you for your glory. If he didn't, thank God for what he gave you. It's something you got, somebody else won't. Amen. But he said, covet the best gift. What God gave you ain't no gift that's physical. The gift is what they're doing spiritually. Yes. That's what you covet. If somebody is faithful, when they said, can you, before you say, says, yes, I'll do it. I'll do it. Amen. Covet that gift. Because had I known when Elder Askew was prophesying what I was going to do, if I'd known, Bishop Shelton should have told me that was a gift of prophecy, I would have tried to take it from him. I would have been after him. How you do that and I'm not able to do that? How you able to see that? I wouldn't be spending the night on him saying, we're talking about all kind of stuff. I'd have been talking about that, trying to take that out. I want to be able to look down the telescope of time and say what the Lord is going to do in another tongue. That's the gift to go after. But when we were coming up, we were the best of friends at going to church, doing stuff at the church. When the man of God was anywhere in our coast, we got in our cars and went to him. My God, we went to Washington one year, Brother Devinish, and the man of God was sick that year. And we sat there a whole day, a whole nother day. We say, well, what's going on? No, he didn't come around that year. That thing, he was in Philadelphia ill. We got in our car and went to Philadelphia. Amen. We got there and we called him. We say, sir, we were in Washington and they said you weren't feeling well. We wanted to see you. He said, oh, that is so nice. He said, let me see if I can get myself together. I'll come down there to see y'all. Just that made us feel good. Amen. That's what we wanted. That's what, as young people, we took this torch. Because we knew all of these false prophets was going to come. But the man of God had already warned us. He had already spoken to us to hold on to this. He had told us, he said, here, I need y'all to gather all the things that have been done in this church since its inception and keep it.
Amen.
And we did.
Amen.
And now we're standing in the gap. And our young people are running by us saying, hey, this is who we are. Who are you? But we want to look like the people on the television, the basketball players and the football players with the long hair twisted all up and fixing this way and our tattoos all over the place and our pants hanging down below our butts with colored drawers. And come on. When did life get about that? The church and the Lord has always been about morals.
Amen.
What do you think? What do you believe? What do you have in your heart that you will not compromise on? And that should be your faith.
Amen.
You see, what I believe my God can do anything.
Amen.
Then look like him.
Amen.
And act like him.
Amen.
Don't tell me this is who you are. If it's who you are, it is not who I am.
Amen.
That means you are not of me. If that is your statement, that that's who you are, then you and I are not one.
Amen.
I am contrary to you because you don't like what I do.
Amen.
You want to do something different. But I know from whence I come.
Amen.
And I know where I'm going.
Amen.
And if you don't want to go with me, then you'll show me that by what you do, by what you say. Because if I tell you one time, cut your hair down to a decent length, and it doesn't go, it stays where you want it. Let's see when God comes. When you start crying out, oh, Bishop, help me. Say, man, I got out of the gap. I'm on the right side. Now I can't come. I can't cross over to you. And now you can't get to me. Ain't no help now for you. And here God is trying to warn you. Night after night. Day after day. Because this has become our conversation. And I don't know why. It's not what we believe, so why are we talking about it?
Yes.
Come out of the gap, get on the right side, and do what's right.
Amen.
If you're in the army, if you get on that border wall, see if you can take your pants and put it below your drawers and put on some turquoise drawers and stand there and guard the border. Somebody will come by and say, excuse me, young man, pull your pants up. So y'all get mad because y'all know Minister Shaw does it. He does it to the world. People just walking the street, he talking about, man, pull your pants up. I said, you don't know them people. Them people ain't been baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ and filled with the Holy Ghost. But he out there giving the apostolic doctrine to sinners and not telling them to be baptized. He said, pull your pants up. You know what, how that got started and why that got started. If you only knew that, you wouldn't be looking like that.
Amen.
But again, why is that conversation up in here? Why did the bishop have to tell a brother, your hair is too long? He should have known it. He was born here. He said, I can't look like this. I can't have this saying I'm a member of the church. Say, who is your bishop? Bishop Patterson. Really? He allows you to look like that. Say, don't blame him. And it's not him allowing nothing. He tell us to follow the spirit. And my spirit did this. And you own it. But if you have never been in here, make sure when you come in, your wardrobe change, your speech change, amen, your manner change, amen, everything about you is going to change. And they say, Christ said, come as you are. When you come, understand you come as you are, but God is going to make a change.
Amen.
He came in, got the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, overhearing another conversation. And the person that Minister Sharon was talking to about the water baptism didn't come. But the Lord let some man walk by and heard him. Said, my God, I didn't even hear that in Jamaica. I want to be baptized. Came and got the water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I came in here for the salvation of my soul.
Amen.
I'm saving myself. Amen. Been there, done that. I'm here now to help this thing.
Amen.
But here, if you're out there and you've never been, you got to come. Because this is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And saints, I need you to understand, my conversation with you is not what you're doing wrong. My conversation is on what you're doing right. I don't deal in right or wrong. I deal in what's right. Everything in God is yea. You know within your whole self, because you are a God. And your mind can control whatever you do. You can make up your own laws if you want to. If you don't like the laws of God, you can make up your own. Eve did.
Amen.
But she didn't make it up. She got it from somebody else. And she liked it. Because she said, it looked good. You're right, it does look good. And that's the thing that God said, I hate. Pride. A proud look. God put it in there. And these kids are saying, oh, I like this. This look good. That's for the world. That's not for you. I told the young lady when she went to Bethune-Cookman, I found the article. When Sister Angela went there, she went in her long dress, her cotton stockings, her low heel shoes. She didn't go. She didn't do stilettos. And they put a picture of her, and they all talked about this girl from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith, and they're saying how she had on a modest apparel. And they asked her, why did she do that? She said, this is my faith. And they put her on the front of the newspaper, whatever it is. And I mean, she looked good. She looked apostolic. She looked apostolic. She looked apostles' faith. She looked good. She was a billboard for us.
Amen.
And I said, when you go, do the same.
Amen.
You go to a college campus. And when you get there, you take what I preach. And you... the world won't be in you and you won't be in it, but everybody will notice you.
Amen.
Now, if you don't want to be noticed, if you don't want God to be seen, then look like the world.
Amen.
Then they'll say you're one of us. And if you're one of them, you are. But how I came to love these pilgrims, because we are pilgrims and strangers, is to me a great surprise. But how the Lord has led me is a wonder in my eyes. Oh, I never thought I would be one. But I'm happy now to say, although I used to hate them, I'm one of them today. So I feel constrained to tell it that I love this narrow way. Glory, hallelujah. I'm one of them today. Be of good cheer. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that he's going to reap.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
So when the Lord said, Paul said he persecuted the church, I told him he was persecuting me. Don't you see that's me and the church? We are one. And then he said, a false prophet is still persecuting me, but God didn't change their heart. God didn't change their mind to come all the way in the way like he did Paul. He left them out there. But Paul got changed. But Paul was never here and went out and had to come back. I haven't seen anything for that. Paul was in the church already. He was a part of the Jewish family. But He was just like those people that were baptized under repentance. He was moving along in the Jews' religion. And they came up with those Paulos guys. They say, hey, y'all got the Holy Ghost? Say, what Holy Ghost? We ain't heard about no Holy Ghost. You can't call those people false. Them people didn't resist. Paul didn't resist. He got on in the thing. My God. He was the apostle to the Gentiles. And we're all right because Paul did a good job. He did a good job. So, but it was a beautiful thing. I want you to hear everything. I want you to know everything. And we want you to be in good health. And whatever we can do to help you, we're here to do that.
Amen.
All right? There's a lot of people, like Terrence was saying, people see Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, and say, you know, you're heathen if you put up these trees, you cut them down out of the forest and deck them with silver and gold. He said, you're heathen. The world know that's there. They stop it? Nope. They don't stop. But when they meet God, it's going to stop at God. It's going to stop. That's what I'm trying to tell the young people. I'm trying to warn them. Don't do this. If you want to meet the Lord in peace, the God I serve, the one that sent me to help you, let me help you.
Amen.
Don't tell me the reason why you do it. I know why you do it. And I was thinking that if you really think things, whatever you want to do, you put it in front of you, I guarantee you'll do it. Whatever you want to accomplish and you put it ahead of you, you will do it. Think about that. A man wanted to make a computer. He put it in front of him. He did it.
Amen.
A man wanted to make an airplane. Put it in front of him. Did it. Want to invent an automobile. I'm tired of horses and buggies. I want something fast. I want something with horsepower. Put it in his mind. Did it.
Amen.
But we in the church need to put Christ ahead of us and we will accomplish it.
Amen.
If we put it in front of us, we'll do it. And we won't have, oh, I don't want to do that. Why? Put them in your heart. Put them in your mind. You'll accomplish it. You'll do the thing.
Amen.
If you fall short of it, you still get, you're on the way. He said, I come and find you, so do it. Don't ever give up.
Amen.
Giving up is not an option for saints. Put Christ in front of you. Put his way in front of you. You'll accomplish it.
Amen.
Young people. You know, it was about 660 approximately 1,000 people that came out of Egypt. 666,000, somewhere around up in there. When they got ready to go into the promised land, it was 1.6 million people going in. My point to the deacon is in that 1.6 million that went in, two from the original 600,000 that came out went in. So when y'all start talking to one another, mention that.
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109 Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023, in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté la mission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ, de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia v pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.